This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Allahumma laka alhamd. Alhamdulillah, we're in Ramadan therapy number 14. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Ramadan, make it a month of healing and forgiveness and rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mend the wounds that we have and bring us closer together to those who we have separated from. Allahumma ameen. Today, I'm going to speak to you about a dua taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to one of the young people that he chose to be his ambassador. And I want you to think of the power of this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, bi isnadin sahih. It is an authentic chain of narration found in the collection of Al-Imam Abu Dawood. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu reports this hadith. Now, I want you to understand who is Mu'adh first. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu ardah, he is a young man, probably about age 17, 18 at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving him these instructions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he describes Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he says about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is a'lamu an-nasi bil halal wal haram, the most cognizant and knowledgeable of what is halal from what is haram, what is right from what is wrong. Equally, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was a person who was a fierce warrior and from one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he was in his young age. But he had a great discernment and a great knowledge and a great ability to understand. You will find many hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit with Mu'adh one by one and mentor him. One such hadith is Mu'adh is sitting radifa Rasulillah at the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his camel or on his mount. And the Prophet would say, Ya Mu'adh, atadri ma haqqullahi ala al-ibad? Do you know what Allah demands of His servants? And the Prophet goes on to instruct him. There's a long famous hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal in Sahih al-Tirmidhi, where the Prophet ﷺ teaches him that the master of everything in life eventually comes down to malaki hadha kulli. Ala udulluka ala dhalik malaki dhalika kulli. Shouldn't I tell you the thing that if you master it, you will have dominance over all things in your life? And he points and he holds his blessed tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Kuffa alayka hadha, I warn you of your tongue. In this occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, inni sa'ursiluka ila ahli kitab. Mu'adh, I'm sending you to the people of Yemen. They are a people of scripture, Jews and Christians. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the last time Mu'adh ibn Jabal is going to meet him. So this is the Prophet's farewell advice to his companion. The Prophet ﷺ says to him, I don't know if I will see you again. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet ﷺ, Mu'adh begins this hadith by saying, أَخَذَ بِيَدِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet took his hand and he interlaced it with mine. He held my hand in his hand. Our hands were together. And Mu'adh says, he took my hand and I didn't want him to let it go and he began to walk with me. He was walking me to the outskirts of Medina. And he was saying to me, I'm going to send you to the people of Yemen. The first thing you call them to is At-Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. And if they accept it, then teach them about Salah. Then if they accept it, Siyam. If they accept it, Zakah. If they accept it, inform them of Hajj. Mentor them in their faith in God as I mentored you, Ya Mu'adh. But here the Prophet ﷺ says to Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, Inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I, by my Lord, I love you. By Allah, I love you. Truly, I love you, Ya Mu'adh. And could you imagine the Prophet ﷺ saying that to you? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. If there's anything to be jealous of, if there's anything to have coveted, it would have been that place that Mu'adh garnered in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ. Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I love you. And it's as if that this love is in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ and on his mind. So he's going to say to Mu'adh something to do because of this love. He says, فَقَالَ أُوْسِيكَ يَا مُعَادٍ. Mu'adh, because of this love, أُوْسِيك. I give you this legacy and I give you this concise bit of important information of advice. أُوْسِيكَ يَا مُعَادٍ. لَا تَدَعَنَّ فِي دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ. O Mu'adh, I'm going to leave you with these words that don't you ever let any of your prayers come to an end except that at the end of the prayer, تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Except that you say these three sentences. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. that you say, oh Allah, allow me and help me in my next prayer. Allow me further to remember you better and to show greater gratitude and gratefulness to you, O Allah, and to worship you in an ever more excellent manner. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. O Allah, I want you to assist me, to help me remember you and be in your remembrance. Wa shukrik, and to be more thankful and grateful to you, O Allah. Wa husni ibadatik, and to be ever more excellent and pleasing to you through a proper service and worship of you, O Allah. Let's analyze these important words. First, after every salah, the ulama have disagreed as to what that means. Many of the ulama held the opinion that before you say assalamu alaikum, after you've made a tahiyyatu lillah, and after you've made your darood upon the Prophet ﷺ, as-salawat al-ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad till the end, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before you say salam, and while you make the other dua, you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Others, they said, no, it is after the salam. So after the salam, you say, assalamu alaikum, and then you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. We noticed that the Prophet ﷺ only mentioned it once, but there are some ulama, they said that the Prophet was habitual to do things in his ritual prayer three times after the salah. So if you're going to do it after the salah, they've seen, some have said that that is an exception and permissible in this case. And this is an elevated reward for that. So could you imagine if the Prophet ﷺ is before you and he says that he loves you and he wants to teach you something? This is the dua he chose. This is the dua he chose as he's sending a man far away from him to the people of Yemen. Because that is the pursuit that all of us have, especially those of us who are living estranged as minorities. You want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this dua. It will bring healing and stability to your prayer. So if you're struggling with salah, this is the dua you make. If you're finding it difficult to concentrate, this is the dua that you make. If you are finding it difficult to wake up for your fajr, make this a part of the dua that you make. Allahumma inni ala dhikrik. Oh Allah, help me. I finished this prayer, but help me remember you more in the next one. Wa shukrik, to be thankful to you, Allah, that I can prostrate to you and that I know you when others have forgotten you, that I remember you when others are distracted, O Allah. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. No, Allah, allow me to be ever more excellent and pleasing in my manner of worship of you. O Allah, make my dhuhr prayer great, but make my asr that's coming up greater than my dhuhr. O Allah, make me from those who have benefited from this salah, but make my next salah even greater, O Allah. I leave you with this final thought, that we should share our love with each other. And if there's somebody who you love, especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, in this moment, whether father, brother, mother, sister, husband, wife, son, or daughter, let them know you love them. The Prophet ﷺ was never shy to use that word. And he says to Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, Allah, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. By my Lord, by Allah, I love you, Ya Mu'adh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and near to him in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join us with Mu'adh ibn Jabr radiallahu anhu wa arda and our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy, number 14. And I hope and I pray that you will remember me in your prayers and that the love between you and I continues to grow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.